22 minutes past 9 o'clock. Yesterday, we started talking about those who can afford generators, using them, and lucky for them, maybe it's a little bit of generator jealousy. But we've had a few messages here at Cape Talk of people saying, you know, it's great and it's absolutely fine if people try to mitigate against load shedding. But some of these generators kick in automatically when the lights go out. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, some generators kicking, and it's a little bit of a nuisance, and I've experienced it. Johannes here says he lives in Paro, and in the complex that he lives in, kicks in automatically, so he gets woken up various stages of the night when the generator kicks in. So is there a case for generators, of course, being essential during this time, also being a little bit of a noise nuisance. Shannon Marie is a senior mechanical engineer in the Department of Environmental Health at the City of Cape Town. Let's just start with the difference, please, Shannon, between the difference between a noise nuisance and a noise disturbance. What is considered noise pollution, and are there exceptions? I think in this case of a national crisis, I would tend to argue that a generator would be a very, very good exception.
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. The local authority, City of Cape Town, administers the Western Cape noise control regulations, and so does every other municipality in the Western Cape. And it describes what a nuisance versus a disturbance is. Basically, the law is designed to protect both the recipient and the person that's causing the noise as a certain level to which that person is restricted. So the law says it doesn't call for silence. It says you can noise, but up to a limit, after which it becomes illegal. And that gives a level of protection to the rights of others that has to endure the impact of the noise. So the city right now is inundated. Every time there's load shedding, the city receives numerous complaints about generators. So what happens is that the complaint is taken in, the noise is assessed, the level is checked technically, and if it's over the limit, it's incumbent on the user to apply sound abatement to lessen the noise. We do understand that in the case, typically, say, for instance, you have a hospital or an airport or something like that, something critically important, that one could regard that as an emergency. Mm. The regulation has a definition for emergency also. It says it must be life-threatening. Mm. So typically, your average fish and chip shop running a generator, that we wouldn't regard as an emergency, and we would definitely then be able to apply for that noise abatement. Mm. You know, it's serve the necessary notices and notifications. But the city will always first see if we can mediate and come to a solution. And failing that, if there's a refusal from the applicant, the user, to abate the noise, then the city then has to go apply further steps. Mm. So generators in general, there's widespread complaints. We do understand this. We are following it up as best as what we can. But it's absolutely the responsibility of the user to make sure that it doesn't disturb his neighbor in a way that is unreasonable.
Mm. Shannon, for some of us, fish and chip shops are national key points, so let's just state that as fact. But are these complaints happening more in industrial business zones, or are we seeing lots of complaints from residential areas, neighborhoods, where people are buying more and more generators, connecting it to the electricity systems, and whenever the lights go out, sometimes these machines kick in automatically, and sometimes in the early hours of the morning?
The complaints are widespread. We get them from residential areas. We get them from residential areas that are situated not too far from industrial areas. The problem with the larger generators, they emit a lower frequency hum, and that you can hear sometimes for kilometers. The smaller type generator can generate just as much noise, even noisier, but it's of not such a low frequency that travels over long distance. So typically, when you go to your local hardware and you buy a generator and you start it up in your yard, you are typically going to emit something in the region of about 75 to 80 decibels, whereas the law says when you apply any machinery like a generator, air conditioner, heat pump, etc., in a neighborhood, in a suburb, in a residential area, you are limited to 50 decibels on the boundary. That's just a simplified version. It becomes a little bit more technical if it is applied in other areas. For instance, if you're near to main roads and businesses, the level changes. But typically, any generator that is not properly soundproof will be a problem in terms of the regulation. So people, the options are you should house that generator in a place where it's shielded at least, or the noise can be deflected. It's not impossible to put it inside a garage or a store, but that machine must be vented. The fumes must be vented out, and it must have adequate cooling. But all of these measures can be considered. And then you can also purchase, it will cost you more, but there are generators that are fairly soundproof that is going to abate the problem.
Shannon Marie, thank you so much. Senior Mechanical Engineer, Environmental Health at the City of Cape Town.